Well, hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan here on Saturday, February 25th, and I am in Glasgow today, and I'm actually in an area or a street called Byers Road, but the whole area that I'm in is called Hillhead, and it encompasses a fairly big geographical area. But what I'm going to do today is, because Byers Road is such a busy shopping centre, I'm going to try and do a little survey on how many people know or heard or use of Audioboo. So, I'm not sure how it's going to go today because it's not a very pleasant day. And of course people just want to get on with things. So, I shall see how it goes and see just how many people are prepared to respond. And of the respondees, how many actually know of or have heard of Audioboo. So, here goes. Excuse me, can I just ask you, ladies, if you've ever heard of Audioboo? No. You've never heard the Audioboo, and you're two very young ladies. That's fantastic, thanks, thank you. So, that was my first encounter, and two very attractive young girls, about 17, and haven't heard of them. Excuse me, could I just ask you, have you ever heard of Audioboo?
Audioboo?
Audioboo? No. Do you use Twitter at all?
No.
No. But that's fantastic. I just did a little survey on who, especially in the young people, who have heard or use Audioboo.
Okay,
thanks very much. Thank you. So, and the second encounter, very similar. Young couple who haven't heard of it. I'm not quite sure they even use Twitter very much. Anyway, I shall pause in between busy, noisy parts, and try and encompass the age groups as well, not just target young people. Well, hi, excuse me, could I just ask you, young couple, if you've ever heard of Audioboo?
No.
You've heard of Twitter?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. But you've never ever heard the Audioboo?
No.
Okay, fantastic, thank you. And so it goes on. And this is Glasgow. Modern Glasgow. So we'll keep trying. Hopefully we'll reach someone who does. Excuse me, could I just ask you, have you ever heard of Audioboo?
No.
You've never? You use Twitter and etc.
No.
Facebook? No, you don't.
No.
Oh, so if you've not heard the name, you probably won't have heard the Audioboo. Thanks very much. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Could I just ask you if you've ever heard of Audioboo?
No, I've not.
You've not? You use Twitter? Heard of Twitter?
Yeah.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no Audioboo?
No.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thanks very much for your help. Thank you. I think there's a Chinese gentleman doing a similar survey on his own here. Excuse me, could I ask you if you've ever heard of Audioboo? No. Okay, thank you. Hi, excuse me, sir. Could I just ask you a quick question? Have you ever heard of Audioboo?
No.
Never. You've heard of Twitter, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we've had a little consensus, and the last few people have been a little bit older, but we will keep trying on this. Excuse me, could I just ask you, have you ever heard of Audioboo? Do you use Twitter or Facebook or anything?
No.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Thank you. Hi, excuse me, young man. Have you ever heard of Audioboo?
No.
Never. You've heard of Twitter and Facebook?
Yeah.
But not Audioboo?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's fantastic. Thank you.
No
Cheers. Well, not getting much success this morning. I'll try again. Excuse me, have you ever heard of Audioboo?
No.
No, you've heard of Twitter and Facebook, etc.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but not Audioboo. That's
no.
Fantastic. Thanks for your help. Thank you. Well, how far do I continue? Maybe try the north side of the street. Let's try some older person. Excuse me, sir. You've heard of Twitter and Facebook, I assume.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Audioboo? A programme called Audioboo?
No.
No. Okay, that's fantastic. Thanks very much. Thank you. Well, now that was a gentleman in his, I'd say, early 50s. To me, he was a young man. But anyway, I've now walked about 200 metres and I've tried to interview people without, you know, putting them off their day and maybe upsetting them a little bit. So I've not really had one success along here, which is a bit surprising. But then again, I suppose audiobooks are pretty new. But you would think a lot of the young people have heard of it. So we'll keep trying at this junction and see. A few people coming here. Excuse me, sir. Have you ever heard of Audioboo?
Audioboo?
Yeah, you've heard of Twitter and Facebook, obviously.
I've heard of Facebook.
Never heard of Audioboo?
I haven't.
Maybe have a wee try when you go back, if you've got a computer.
Right,
it's
okay.
Just Audioboo, BOO.FM.
Right, okay.
And instead of Twitter, it's actually short audio comments you would make.
Right.
You can tell your own little stories, you can listen to other people's stories.
Right,
so if you have a wee look at that,
audioboo.fm.
Okay, thanks very much then, thank you. Well, there you go, very promising young lad. But still hadn't heard of it, but I suspect he may have taken that into consideration and go home and try and listen to it. Or give it a go anyway. Hi, could I ask you a question? You ever heard of Audioboo?
No,
but Twitter, Facebook? Yes. Yep, that's fantastic. Thanks very much for your help. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to cross to the other side of the street now and try to get run over and see if the north side of the street has any difference on the way back. And believe me, that this area is a very busy area for shoppers, for people out enjoying the weekend, the bistros, the bars, and things like that. So let's try this young man here. Excuse me, sir, could I just ask you, have you ever heard of Audioboo?
No.
Facebook and Twitter?
Facebook and Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, but not Audioboo. Audioboo.fm.
No.
Maybe have a wee look when you go back. Instead of doing tweets, you would do audio comments. And I'm recording this just now on Audioboo.
Okay.
And you record up to a certain period of time, depending on whether you subscribe or take the free issue. But have a wee look at Audioboo.fm.
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Another failure. But we'll continue anyway. I'm going to pause just for a little bit because there's quite a bit of gap in the footfall in front of me. Excuse me, can I just ask you if you've ever heard of something called Audioboo?
No.
You haven't?
No.
You've heard of Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah. I'm not a real techno person, so...
That's fantastic. Okay, I'm just doing a little survey. Thanks very much. Thank you. So, as we continue up the road, and we'll try and grab as many people in the next 5 minutes. I don't want to drag it on too far. Excuse me, sir, could I just ask you, have you ever heard of a programme called Audioboo?
No idea.
No.
No idea, sorry. Never. I'm actually in a rush.
Oh, that's okay. Fine. He was in a rush, actually. I thought I'd nab him just before they get to the junction. Excuse me, could I just ask you, have you ever heard of a programme called Audioboo?
No,
you haven't. No, you've heard of Twitter, etc. Facebook, maybe?
Yeah,
but not audio.
No.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much. Thank you. Hi, could I just ask you a quick question, seeing as you're sitting in your cosy car?
Yeah.
You've heard of Facebook and Twitter?
Oh,
have you ever heard of Audioboo?
No, I don't use them. My girlfriend uses them, I don't use them.
You know nothing, then.
I'm interested.
Right. Okay, thanks very much. Thank you. The sounds of the city. People hustling and bustling on a Saturday morning and selling big issues from a foreign land. But yeah, so as I said, the streets are just beginning to buzz a little bit now. More and more people start to come out on the streets, but I'm afraid I've not had a lot of success just now, and I'm going to give it just a look back to my car's parking position, and I'll ask some more. I know it looks a bit negative at the moment, but then Audioboo is pretty new. But I just thought I'd do the survey anyway. Excuse me, sir, have you ever heard of a programme called Audioboo?
Sorry?
Audioboo.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah. Well, that's the first kind of weird look I've had, but then again, I think he was foreign. Maybe when you say things like Audioboo to them, it sounds something totally different. How are you? Excuse me, sir, have you ever heard of a programme called Audioboo?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Okay, look, I think I'm going to call a halt at that because it's obviously not filtered up to this level yet. And I'm being totally honest here when I say that I haven't just been targeting a certain generation or a certain sex or anything. You'll have heard that in the recording. I've been trying to target as big a mix of people as possible. I'm just going to try one last one. Excuse me, could I just ask you, have you ever heard of a program called Audio Boo?
No.
Thank you. Okay, that's going to be the last one now because it's not going to go anywhere. It was just something that I wanted to try myself, to try approaching people on the street for the first time. As I said, and many a time before, I can blither and I can sit next to or stand next to a person at a bus stop and make conversation with them. Not absolutely no problem. But when you're actually interviewing someone, I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go and just how many people were going to absolutely totally ignore me and think I was some kind of loon. But to be fair to everyone, and they say Glasgow is a friendly city, and that is absolutely true, much, much friendlier place than Edinburgh. Trust me, in Edinburgh, if I had tried this yesterday morning in Princes Street, etc., I would have been shunned, because Edinburgh people do not like to talk to strangers, especially strangers asking them stupid questions, you know. But the Glasgow folk, they would invite you in for your tea and answer your questions. Just not today. So anyway, I'm quite pleased that the survey went the way it did. And not the results, obviously, but the fact that the survey was accepted, that people didn't push me away or just immediately walk straight past me. They did take time to, in general, to answer. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll play this back, see how it goes, and if it sounds fairly reasonable, I shall post it up. So from McColgan in Byers Road in Glasgow, on a fair enough day, bye for now. Well, okay, just a little note to self at the end of that little survey. I played it back, I'm now heading back home, and I played the boo back to myself. And I'm quite happy with the sound quality. It wasn't too bad whatsoever, quite surprised. There's quite a lot of traffic on the streets. But I had intended to present myself with each interviewee, if you like. I had intended to say, hello there, I'm McColgan, and then ask a question. And I completely forgot about that, because I think it's better to just let people identify yourself to the people. Even though it doesn't make any difference to them, at least you presented yourself and not just blurted the question out. So that's one point. The other point I noticed was that because I was trying to speak polite talk for Audio Boo, which has been discussed before, that and not my broad Scots accent, I noticed that I was messing up the start or the finish of some words. But that's something I'm just going to have to live with it, I guess. The third point was that I also had intended to, as when I finished speaking to the people, no matter how short the conversation was, by saying, well, thank you very much and enjoy your day. I wasn't going to go the American way and say, have a nice day, y'all. But I did intend to say, well, look, you know, have a nice day. Or not enjoy your day, I mean. Just enjoy your day. Because it's a little finish to it. Okay, it's my first survey interview kind of thing. So, but I have to just, this is just a note really for myself. I can always, I think, edit it out at the end. I'm not sure. So if you get this bit, you know what, I'm just kind of talking to myself, but I have to do it because otherwise I'll forget. Okay. Bye for now.